A Clubbable Woman by Reginald Hill. Read by Brian Glover. Chapter 1.
He's all right. You'll live forever, won't you, Connie?
Said Marcus Felstead. His head was being pumped up and down by an unknown hand. As he surfaced, his gaze took in an extensive area of mud stretching away to the incredibly distant posts. Then his forehead was brought down almost to his knees. Up again. Fred Slater, he saw, was resting his 16 stone, something he did at every opportunity. Down, his knees, the mud. One stocking was down. His tie-up hung loose round his ankle. It was always difficult preserving a balance between support and strangulation of the veins. But it was worth it. Once the mud hardened among the long black hairs, it was the devil's own job to get it off. Up again, he resisted the next downward stroke.
"Why do you do that? Anyway?"
asked Marcus interestedly.
"I don't know," said a Welsh voice. "It's what they always do, isn't it? It seems to bloody well work." "Are you all right, then, Connie?"
Conan slowly got up with assistance from the Welshman, whom he now recognised as Arthur Evans, his captain.
"I think so," he said. "What happened?"
"It was that big bald bastard in their second row," said Arthur. "Never you mind, I'll fix him." There was a deprecating little cough from the referee, who was lurking behind Conan. "I think we must restart." Conan shook his head. There was a dull ache above his left ear. Marcus was rather blurred.
"I think I'd better have a few minutes off, Arthur."
"You do that, boyo. Here, Marcus, you give him a hand while I sort this lot out. Not that it matters much when you only get 12 of the sods turning up in the first place." Marcus.